Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Our chef will be making kale and tofu today. Will you introduce the ingredients to us, please?
Here are the ingredients. One bunch of organic black kale. Green kale is also okay. Half a lemon, half of a red pepper, a package of organic firm tofu, some vegetarian mushroom chicken as an option, tablespoon of black seasoning, a tablespoon of grated ginger, this is the lemon juice, and half of the red onion. And we also add some Maggi seasoning.
So how do we start making this recipe?
Could you chop the black kale in small strips while I
sure
chop
can.
The red pepper in small bite-sized pieces?
Great. Now there's something about kale that I've just learned that I didn't know about. Kale is very beneficial for the health of the eyes. Apparently, it can even possibly prevent macular degeneration and cataract disease.
That's correct. Also, lutein plays a critical role in cardiovascular health.
Oh, excellent. Maybe we should make it a regular part of our diets.
Kale is also very rich in nutrients, including calcium, iron, lutein, and the vitamins A, C, K, and E.
Wow, now that's pretty loaded. Now how much kale did you want me to cut up?
Could you chop the entire bunch?
Okay,
in small strips? Yeah, that's perfect.
Great. We aim to be perfect. This is beautiful kale.
Yeah, this is, I bought it at organic health food store in downtown, and you can also get green kale.
Okay.
But I like the black kale because it has a much nicer, softer taste.
It has a lovely texture to it too.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yes, it's very bouncy.
You're doing a great job.
It's all in the knife. Sharpness of the knife. There, I think we're done.
Great. So now we can start cooking.
Great. So what's next in this kale tofu recipe?
Well, I'm going to cut the tofu into smaller pieces.
Okay, and what kind of tofu are you using?
I'm using organic tofu.
Okay, and what do you do with the tofu? Is there anything special you have to do with it?
Yeah, normally I would boil a pot of water, put the tofu in the pot, bring it to a boil, turn off the heat. I let it sit for 15-30 minutes. I drain the tofu,
okay. Cool
it, mm-hmm. Refrigerate, and to use it whenever I need it.
Okay, so how long would you have to refrigerate it?
Well, I usually leave it in the fridge for a couple of days whenever I need it.
Okay.
If I need it tomorrow, I'll use it tomorrow.
Okay, so when you boil the tofu like that and drain it and put it in the fridge, does that help to preserve the tofu longer?
Yes, it does. Because
Okay. Normally
I buy a few packages at a time because Okay. It would save me many trips to go to the grocery store.
So do you know how long a package of boiled tofu would keep in the fridge?
Yeah, it would last at least a couple of weeks, at least a week or two.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, that's very good. Okay, so let's cut the tofu.
Okay.
So that's four pieces.
Four pieces and then
four pieces again.
So we have about 16 pieces.
Okay, 16 pieces and another 16 pieces. Great, okay. So I guess now we start cooking. So what's the first step in this process?
I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of olive
okay.
in a frying pan.
Olive oil?
Yes,
okay.
Over medium-high heat.
Okay, that's good.
So we're going to stir the tofu in the frying pan. And fry it at least until two sides are pale golden.
Also, you have to make sure it's all golden brown then.
That's right.
Okay. It already smells good when you barely started.
Yes.
What does the tofu look like in there?
Just pale golden on two sides. And what I'm going to do next is to add the mushroom chicken to the tofu.
Mushroom chicken.
Well, the mushroom chicken is an option. You don't have to add to the dish.
That's delicious.
Yes, it does. And now I'm going to add the soya sauce on top.
Now, the soya sauce. Would that be the Bragg soya sauce?
Yes, okay. It is. You can add any type of soya sauce to the dish. It was at 1 tablespoon. You can add a little bit more. So I'm going to add some salt. Now, we're going to reduce the heat.
Right, that's right.
And then we're going to transfer the tofu mixture to the platter.
Stay tuned and we will be right back. Hi, welcome back. We've done the tofu and we've done the mushroom chicken. So what is the next step in this recipe?
Well, the next step is to cook the kale and the red pepper.
Oh, good. It's good.
In the frying pan, we're going to add 2 tablespoons of oil.
Now that's organic olive oil too.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And over medium-high heat.
Yes, okay. So will the kale be going in first, or will the red pepper be going in first?
Well, we're going to put the red onion and the ginger together. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the ginger?
Yeah. So what's the tablespoon of grated ginger?
Okay, great. Now, are we going to be putting the red pepper in there also right now?
No, we're going to put... the kale first.
Okay. How long do we have to wait for the onions?
Yes, until it looks translucent. Could you add the kale
sure.
to the frying pan?
Absolutely. All of it?
All of it, yes.
It will shrink a lot, that's true.
Yes, it will shrink at least by half of the size.
There you go.
We're going to stir until the leaves are a little bit wilted.
So you just mixed the onions and the ginger up with the kale and...
That's correct.
Looks delicious.
Do you mind if you add the red pepper?
You want me to put that in there now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome. It's beautiful. The red, the green.
Yeah.
What a beautiful colors.
Now we need
lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
And this
and
was
a dash of Maggi seasoning.
Okay, and there was half a lemon.
That's
all right.
And
this?
A dash of Maggi seasoning.
Just a dash.
A few dashes would do.
How is that?
Can you add a little bit more?
Okay.
Okay, great. And some salt.
This is Himalayan sea salt, no less. Is that good?
That's great.
Great. I aim to please.
And now we're going to add the tofu mixture.
That's gorgeous.
To the fry pan.
Wow.
And stir it until it is well blended.
Mmm, that is very beautiful. Mmm. Very healthy looking.
We need a serving platter for the dish.
Oh, you know what? There's one right here. Here we go.
Great, thanks.
That looks absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it's awesome.
I get to taste these delectable dishes. Now tell me, what are these very interesting little black seeds on the rice?
These are the black sesame seeds that Master has recommended to put on the brown rice.
Okay.
It has a high nutritious content, so I heard.
Oh, well, good. Great. Mmm. Let me see, what will I taste first? I will taste the rice with the black sesame seeds. Mmm, I can taste the seeds. Mmm, nice. Now, for the pièce de résistance, the tofu and the kale. Mmm. Mmm. So many flavors.
Great.
Mmm, I can taste the lemon. Mmm, I taste the salt. I can taste the onion. It's delicious.
She's not too salty?
No, it's perfect.
Great.
Thank you. This is wonderful.
Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Have a nice day. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.